Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Saying my niche isn't working out and so I'm not going to do dropshipping anymore, that's an excuse. Like, I'm going to call it out for what it is. Yeah, it's disappointing when you put in some work and it doesn't work out. Sure, I get that. But at the same time, you haven't done that much work at that point.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering a question. We get in emails all the time. They come in different forms, right? We get some people who say, I've called every supplier. This niche doesn't work. I want my money back. I've been in this niche a while. The margins are pretty terrible. I'm thinking about pivoting. What should I do? Or, in my case, I've worked with some people you're selling to, right? We sell to the who. You don't want to work with these people anymore. What should I do? And I think too many people lean towards quitting. Hopefully this podcast can give you a different opinion. John, what do you do if your niche doesn't work out?
Yes. Yeah, so, I think there's a couple of things to say when your niche doesn't work out. The first one is, don't quit at that point. The second one is, see if you can get some help. And the third one, related to the first one, is have another go. So we'll break that down a little bit. But I think it's important to say that this isn't the experience that most people have, but a lot of people have a go at dropshipping and through various means. Some people do it on their own and maybe don't get the niche selection right in the way that we would suggest that you do it, targeting the who and looking out for things like competition. And we've talked about it many times on this show, the sort of criteria that we look for. If you go back, you'll find we've hit on that every 12 months at least. So there'll be a recent episode on that that's kind of relevant for today. But you've got to get your niche selection right. But even then, sometimes it's possible that you just land in a niche that for some reason has something undesirable about it. As Ben mentions, maybe the customers aren't people you want to work with, or the products end up being the type of products that you don't want to sell. I remember I had a contact from somebody recently who was interested in selling a site that they'd built. And this was in the they had set up a site in the kind of hydroponic space, and then realized that a majority of the customers there are in fact people who grow marijuana for production, right? And they hadn't quite realized that when they first got into it, and they'd realized that they didn't want to be associated with that, like on a personal level, for whatever their belief system is, and that's fair play, whatever it is. And so they were like, well, I need to move on from this. Do you think I could sell this store? And I'm going to go and do something else. So they actually had the right idea, right? They realized that something wasn't going to work for them. And they're like, well, yeah, I need to move on from that, but I'm going to go and try again, basically, right? Start something new, go back to scratch, and pick something new. If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like. And so there can be a number of reasons. It's not necessarily that the niche itself didn't work out for you, but look, it does happen from time to time that people go through, they try and call all the suppliers and they don't have any luck there. It's kind of like, well, can't get any suppliers, can't do anything else here. What should I do? And I think all too often what I see people say at that point is they say, like, it just doesn't work. I need to just get out of this. I need to quit. I need to go and do something else. And I think that's really the worst thing you can do, right? To me, I mean, like, just as a life choice, that's the worst thing you can do. Like, e-commerce clearly works. Dropshipping clearly works. I mean, at this point, that you can't really dispute that. Like, it's worked for so many people that that's not up for a challenge in my mind, in my opinion. Maybe one day that might change. Who knows? But at this point in time, when we're recording this podcast, like, that's not up for a challenge anymore. Saying that it doesn't work to me, you're giving yourself an excuse to take yourself out of an uncomfortable situation, and in some cases, possibly take the blame off yourself as well. Maybe you fucked up is the answer somewhere along the line, right? And you need to work that out, course correct, and have another go is what you really need to do. But I think making the choice to quit, it's just a decision that starts, like, it's a habit. Quitting is a habit, right? It's a habit I used to have. And so the more you quit on things rather than having another go, that's just going to continue to follow you through life. You're just going to start quitting and quitting and quitting, and it just becomes a recurring theme. And so I think that's kind of the worst thing what you should do. You know, what I would say to people is, like, if you've gone into, you know, try dropshipping in a niche and you feel like it's not working for some reason, the first thing I think you should do is get it, like, see if you can talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about. Like, get some advice, get some feedback from somebody who has some knowledge with the space, and then, like, see what they say, because sometimes you might just be missing something. You know, like, if you're, for example, struggling to call suppliers, can you get on a call with a coach who might just talk you through, like, how are you going about that? What are you saying? Because sometimes people are approaching that wrong. Like, the amount of times I've had somebody say, oh, I didn't get any approvals from suppliers. And I said, the first question I asked is, well, how are you contacting them? And they said, well, I sent 50 emails. And I'm like, oh, did you pick up the phone and call any of them? Oh, no. Okay. Oh. How about we try that before we say that, you know, you can't get any supplies, because that's really what you should have been doing. And so I think get some advice, get some feedback from somebody who knows what they're talking about. That feedback might be that you need to do something else, or it might be, hey, you just need to make these few changes and have it and keep going with the current idea. But if, you know, if you can get some feedback and the feedback is, well, yeah, you're right, you picked the wrong niche, or maybe this one's just not going to work out because can't get any suppliers and there's nothing else you can do there, like, don't quit. Have another go. Like, I think it's really easy to have another go. Like, you can really, all you've really got to do is just go back, redesign your website a little bit. You use the same Shopify account, change your domain, change your business name, build a new supplier list, find a new niche. And, like, you could do that in less than a week. It shouldn't really cost you anything. A domain's like $10 or less sometimes for the first year. Like, I think people... There's really no barrier to trying this as many times as you want. And I think, you know, we've got one of our students, Joe, shout out to Joe. He's going to be at our live event. One of our longer term students, I think, you know, he's had some success for some years now. I think from memory, his first three stores didn't work out for varying reasons. And on his fourth go, you know, he hit a store that's done now over $10 million in sales, right? On his fourth go, like, he just went back, started again, just went back, started again, went back, started again, went back, started again, and got there. And I think that's the mentality you have to bring to this. It is possible that you don't get it quite right the first time, and that's okay. You know, it's like riding a bike. You fall off the bike when you were learning how to ride a bike. Did you never, ever, ever ride a bike again? Nope. You had a bit of a cry, you dusted your knees off, put a Band-Aid on and jumped back on that thing and had another go. And then you probably fell off again, to be honest. You probably fell off 57 times, you know, over the next few years while you were a kid riding a bike. You just got back on. And for some reason, I think we lose that as adults. Like, we get so deeply personally hurt when something doesn't work out these days. And it's just like, no, it's normal. It's part of the ride, man.
You should go in with an expectation that you're going to suck.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? It would be unreasonable to think that you're going to be great at this out of the gates. Look, I think there's two things that stand out to me. One, I think in my own journey, and I'm starting to see it a lot more often in a lot of our students and some of our partners, that asking for help is like a hard thing. I know I literally went through this process. I worked with Elliot Rowe, you know, one of the, you know, biggest mindset coaches in the world, on this problem. It brought me back to, like, me asking my dad for help as a kid, and, like, him, you know, being in a bad mood that day and yelling at me, and that caused me not to want to ask for more help. And, like, I think asking for help's a big thing. So no matter where you're getting stuck, ask for help. But if it's calling suppliers, ask for help. Or I think John and I have built something pretty amazing here at Dropship Breakthrough through free resources and through paid resources. So let's use calling suppliers as a good example. If you're stuck there, we did a three-part episode on this, a very, very long three-part episode on this. I want to say it's like episode 16, 17, 18. It's been replayed multiple times on this podcast because it's so powerful. And if you're not doing all of those things in that podcast, like, you got to start over and do it again. But the resources are there for you to learn what you did wrong. And it's okay that you got it wrong. But now you know how to do it right. So go do it right, right? Or if you called them and it didn't work out, now you know what they don't want to hear. And you can reference, again, those podcasts and the resources we have. When it comes to choosing a niche, we've built this into our course. When you buy the Dropship Breakthrough course, you actually get an email from John of like, hey, send me what you got. Work through the process that's built into our course that we've refined over 10 years. And then send me an email and say, what do you think? And John and I have seen a lot of stuff. John answers those emails every single day for people telling them, hey, maybe don't go here, or this looks like a great idea. And at least you're going to get steered. Is that the right way to say that word? Steered in the right direction. Because like, likely you're going to make a bad choice in the beginning. You just don't even know what you're looking for. You don't understand, even with our guidance, all the things you're looking for. And so you might make that bad choice. But to John's point, you're going to get in there. You're going to see maybe you don't like the people, maybe you don't like the margins, and you're going to be able to like pivot very quickly, make a new list, build a new site in less than a week, and like start over and move on. You know, I heard Alex Hormozi reference video games before. Like when you've played the first three levels of a video game and you get to level four, then it feels foreign. But if you had to start over, you could go back through level one, level two, and level three quite easily because you've seen it before. You know where to shoot that arrow in the dragon or whatever he said in that podcast. I referenced the same thing here. And so I don't know, we've just seen so many people quit through so many places in the journey that I'm thankful that we built resources. What are we on? Episode 325 or something as this one comes out. Like there's 300 plus podcasts out there of us addressing many of these sticking points. There's multiple things in our course. There's our private Slack channel for all of our members of our course. If you want to be part of that, there's so many places that you can go ask for help and get the resources you need to get through these sticking points that you don't need to quit. And I love that you put it out there, John, that at this point you can't argue that e-commerce works, and you can't argue that high ticket dropshipping works. There's just too much evidence out there saying it absolutely does work. And even if you're struggling, you just need to like continue working through the problems, and it can 100% work for you too. Like just as long as you don't quit and you work through the problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And even in niches that are not ideal, it still works. Like there are plenty of people out there who are doing well in niches that like, I look at it and I go, God, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Like, you know, and yet they're just sticking with it. They're being persistent. They're, you know, doing the hard yards, if you like, and it's working out for them because they're the person that's prepared to do that. And like, that's not to say that you need to be prepared, but like to do something you really deeply don't want to do or don't enjoy or don't like. But at the same time, you know, saying my niche isn't working out and so I'm not going to do drop shipping anymore, that's an excuse. Like, I'm going to call it out for what it is. Yeah, it's disappointing when you put in some work and it doesn't work out. Sure, I get that. But at the same time, you haven't done that much work at that point. You shouldn't have spent any real money. I do hear from time to time people who are like, oh, I've built this store and I'm doing my supply calls. And at this point, I've spent $3,000. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, what did you spend $3,000 on? Oh, well, I paid somebody to do this and then this and then this. And I'm like, you shouldn't have done any of that. You know, you should be less than $500 in at this point, like less, right? And so you haven't spent any real money. You've got nothing to lose aside from a bit of your time. So if you quit at that point, you are literally just making an excuse to take yourself out of a challenging situation. And you have to fight that so hard because like I say, if you let that excuse win, this is a problem for you as a person, in my opinion. Like that's just, it just keeps following you around. The next time you run into a challenging situation, you've now trained your mind that it's okay to quit. It's okay to take the excuse and take the easy path out when what you should really do is just get back in there, have another go. Learn from your mistakes, get some advice, and jump straight back in again.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business.
But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.